Berkeley County is one of the fastest growing counties in West Virginia. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, between 2013 and 2016, the population grew by 4,300 people. It's also the second most populated county in the state. With big businesses like Procter & Gamble moving in, it seems like the population will only continue to grow. So how does the county handle that? West Virginia Public Broadcasting spoke with Sandy Hamilton, Executive Director of the Berkeley County Development Authority, to talk about challenges in the growing region and her thoughts on the county's overall impact on the state. So what I want to talk with you about today is growth in the Eastern Panhandle and kind of the challenges that come with that growth, but also the benefits that come with the growth here in Berkeley County and the impact that has on the state.
There is tremendous growth, and there doesn't seem to be any backtrack, and we're moving forward with a lot of diverse businesses that are coming in and manufacturers, which I think is especially exciting. What we're seeing is an influx of interest in businesses that are very different. And along that line, that's going to assist us with a couple of our biggest challenges. One that immediately comes to mind is workforce. Since we are seeing different types of businesses, it's nice that the workforce will be able to accompany that. And that, I mean, you know, as our youth and people are starting to enter the workforce from educational facilities in our area, they're able to take on a job that they may have had to travel for in the past, but those jobs are coming to Berkeley County now. So it's nice that if you have a certain skill set or a certain type of occupation that you're really interested in doing as a career, that you don't have to leave home for it. And the other, of course, huge challenge is the infrastructure.
And I'd like to go back to the workforce challenge. The whole state struggles with this issue, is the opioid epidemic. I want to ask, how does that struggle, that issue, impact the workforce challenge here in Berkeley County?
It certainly impacts the workforce. I'm the eternal optimist, though. I'll just throw that disclaimer out. And I think that, you know, one of the best treatments for that epidemic is a good job and a career and a good feeling of self-worth about what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, there's lots of reasons that people fall into that addiction. But I think that, you know, one of the things we can offer is a good viable job and a way to be self-sustaining and support yourself and to feel good about what you're doing day to day and what your contribution is to the community, and ensuring that we're offering some viable options, that we're not ignoring or turning our head and pretending like it's not here, because it certainly is. And I certainly have a lot of sympathy for not only the addict but the families. And I think businesses are becoming more and more proactive to ensure that, you know, some of those red flags that could pop up, that they're able to address that and assist through employee assistance programs and various means that they have to assist their employees versus, you know, termination.
Now I'd like to look at the other challenge you mentioned, infrastructure. What does that entail?
Funding for the infrastructure is probably the most challenging. And certainly we're looking for creative ways and grants and things that we can do to give them adequate funding. And, you know, the one that immediately comes to mind with funding is, of course, public transportation. And as we're growing, you know, and as we have an influx of people coming into the county to work for the larger employers or even small employers, you know, many of them are coming from areas where there wasn't a need to own a car. They didn't want to own a car. They like to be able to use public transportation to get to and from their job, and they prefer to bike and to walk. And I can see that, you know, there's going to be more and more of a need to have a very good public transportation system.
So what is it about Berkeley County that big businesses find so appealing? What is it about Berkeley County that draws these big businesses here?
I think big businesses are drawn to Berkeley County and particularly West Virginia. There's a myriad of reasons why, but I think the most significant reason why is because of the relationships that we're able to form. I think big business, small business, and everything in between still want to be able to talk to somebody face-to-face and have a conversation. And yeah, we're going to put it in writing, but they also need that eye-to-eyeball contact and that handshake that says, I'm good for my word,
let's put this in writing, let's move forward on this, we're here to work with you. So more and more I hear, you know, heard it with Macy's, heard it with Quad Graphics, heard it with Ecolab, heard it with Procter & Gamble. You were responsive in person. That's what we give them. And we repeatedly hear that really, it's usually not about the money or incentives. It's about that one-on-one personal interrelation, that contact, to know that, well, I've got a real person here that cares and really wants us here.
Would you say that kind of like relationship building mentality is kind of a statewide thing that you see with a lot of West Virginians just because of the kind of people we are?
That makes total sense. And, you know, as a native West Virginian and a resident of Berkeley County my entire life, and, you know, I'd love to travel, but I have never, ever, anywhere I've ever been, experienced the work ethic, the honesty, the collaboration, the spirit of the West Virginian. We're just different, and in a good way. And what I see is that West Virginians are just a very different people. We work hard. We're very proud of who we are, but we're very accommodating and we're very welcoming to people coming in. You know, in our state and in Berkeley County, we welcome the diversity and we welcome people coming into our state and treat them like family.
Looking at Berkeley County's role in just kind of the overall future of West Virginia as we continue moving forward, what sort of impact does Berkeley County have on the rest of the state, in your opinion, in terms of what goes on here?
I think going forward, there's several ways that Berkeley County impacts the state. And aside from just, you know, what you would think would be the standard as the tax base and, you know, the revenue and you know, the money. I think what we can continue to do is to provide hope for the rest of the state that, you know, we're West Virginia, we're growing. You don't have to lose people. You don't need to lose business. You can attract manufacturers. You can thrive. And this is how it's done. And yeah, our infrastructure, our terrain's certainly different than the rest of the state, and we certainly have, you know, the I-81 corridor that's totally to our benefit. But, you know, I used to travel quite a bit around the state on a regular basis, and there are beautiful aspects of every area of our state, and there's lots of opportunity. So I think sometimes it's a matter of ensuring that we realize what our strengths are and we emphasize those and we make it known. And by doing that in Berkeley County, I would hope that there would be a really nice ripple effect and that would carry on throughout the state of West Virginia.
That was Sandy Hamilton, Executive Director of the Berkeley County Development Authority, speaking with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. I'm Liz McCormick. Thanks for listening.